And he'd leave here, and it would take him 6 days to go from here to Rock Springs and back with a load of, or two. Sometimes he'd have two or three sleds hooked on behind one sled right after the other, you know.
These didn't have wheels?
Oh, no, it was all, in the wintertime, a lot of time. And it'd be on snow, you know. And so he would bring the stuff, and the Western Sheep Companies come in here. At that time, there was all kinds of sheep in this country. There was hundreds of thousands of head. But the government's got them all run off the land now. They don't, you know, BLM comes in here, and they give them a little place here and a little place there. And
why is that?
Well, that's the way the government plays. If you know anything about the government, I'm very disgusted with them. And everybody else is. It isn't the government, but they have these little outfits now, the BLM, and now they've got the environmentalists, and these people are more interested in the wild animals than they are the people, you know. And you probably won't want me talking about it.
That's fine. That's great.
And but they came in, you know, and they took this land over, and they just let them have just what they wanted, you know, what they thought they could have. Well, you can't break this land up in plots and expect a lot of sheep and cattle to come in here and live, because they have an awful time of just turning them loose in here and letting them have all the pasture they want, you know.
Now, what did the sheep graze on in the old days?
Well, this was all grass. This whole country, this grass that you see that grows here is very good, very strong grass. And they'll go out there in the spring. They'll turn them out in the spring. They'll feed them in the winter. They can't turn them out in the winter. But they'll feed on that, and they'll come in just rolling past. I'd rather have a grass-fed critter than I would a corn-fed, if you get them and butcher them right away, you know.
Now, you tell me a little about your parents. Maybe you could tell me your exact birth date and a little about yourself, and then we'll go to your parents.
Well, my birthday, I was born September the 3rd, 1905.
Uh-huh.
And I was born in Alma, Nebraska. And then, of course, I went to school my first year here in 1913. And I can show you a picture of the building. It was a store. And in 1914, it burnt down. And then we had just to have there was no buildings here much, and we just have to have wherever we could get a building. And there was a vacant building over here that some people bought and came here for 1 year, and they didn't like it, so they didn't come back. And so they had school there.
In their house? Or?
Well, it was their house, yes. But there was only a half a dozen people here at that time, you know. There was only just probably five, six families was all there was that came in here and bought at that time, you know. Of course, they're practically all gone. Nearly all. I'm the only one left of the old pioneers that came here and that.
I know that. I've searched for them, and you are.
Yeah, I'm the only one. And of course, my dad lived to be 91 years old before he passed away, and I hope I do. I live that long.
Yeah, that's great. Now, how far did you get to go in your schooling?
Eighth grade.
Mm-hmm.
And
that was here.
That was here. Because that's all the grades we had, you know. One teacher taught the whole school. Sometimes it finally got to where there was about 35 children. And there was a school at Eden, and then there was one here. Then they consolidated. And you saw the schoolhouse down here with school.
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's where the rest of them, I didn't go there because that was built after I was out of school, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But the schoolhouse sat up here. Marjorie, my sister, it sat just a little ways from where she used to live. And I used to walk 2.5 miles twice a day to go to school. And blizzards and all, I'd start out when there's a storm coming up, and if it got too bad, my dad would come with a horse and put me on the horse, and I'd ride to school.
brutal.
No, it wasn't. You know, you never think a thing about it. And I think we were better off than the kids are today. That's all we had. We didn't have